And welcome back to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for September 1996. Coming to you now from St. Ignace, Michigan, which is just up in the tip of the lower part of Michigan and the southern part of the, what they call, Upper Peninsula of Michigan. People have often asked me at this hour of the morning, do I wake up grumpy? No, I let him sleep. Here's grumpy Phil Wayne.
Hi, DXers and friends of radio. Welcome to Market Scope Convention Edition. I'm Phil Wayne. This month, we will give you a sampling of radio programming available anywhere in the continental United States if you have a C-band satellite dish. In addition to radio stations, various audio services, such as VoicePrint and InTouch, satellite-delivered radio formats, and numerous ethnic and special interest programming is also available. Here are a few of the radio stations offered via satellite.
Sitting on top of the world. Lee Charmel returns to our microphone again. This time it's a musical request that most of us males find it very difficult to refuse. Come closer to me.
Share your memory and maybe talk about the good old days and maybe some of the songs that bring back memories for you and your loved ones. And the number again, 930-0790 or Bell South Mobility, star 790. That's star 790 and it's a free call on Bell South. By the way, let me give you the address of the station here because Alvin loves to hear from you and he's received some very nice letters like the one we read a little while ago. So if you have a pencil or a pen handy, if you're not driving, of course, and you want to write this down, it's Waxy 790 AM, W-A-X-Y, Waxy 790 AM, and the address is 20450 Northwest 2nd Avenue. That's 20450 Northwest 2nd Avenue, Miami, Florida, 33309. Okay? That's the address of you. Didn't get it, when you call at 930-0790, they'll be happy to give it to you.
I'm Richie Stevens, ending this edition of Sports Roundup.
Thanks, Richie. Let me remind you, we've almost 3 hours of live top-class sporting action from around the world, a little later in Sports World, on the air at 14.05 tomorrow. This is London.
Hours Greenwich Mean Time. BBC World Service. The news read by Paul Jenkinson. The Russian Interior Minister, General Kulikov, has hit back at accusations by the National Security Advisor, Alexander Liebert, that he had mishandled the war in Chechnya.
For KLON, I'm Nick Roman.
Mostly clear skies tonight with lows in the mid-60s and 70s. The National Weather Service says it's going to get slightly cooler. It may not feel like it, but this weekend calls for mostly sunny skies with highs in the lower 70s to the near 90s inland. Now back to more jazz with Scott Willis.
Thanks, Carmen, and we'll see you again at 5 o'clock. This is America's Jazz Station, 88.1 KLON. I'm Scott Willis in for Chuck Niles. We're going to take a look at traffic, and then here's some brand new music from Billy Childs to start off the 4 o'clock hour. The first traffic problem is in Santa Monica on the westbound 10 before Centinela. There is a motorcycle with two riders that took a spill in that area. Also in Santa Ana on the northbound 5 at Grand, there is a big rig that is leaking fuel on the right shoulder. The Shadow Traffic Update is made possible by Save on Drugs. Here's some new music from pianist Billy Childs, and it's on the Shawnee label, The Child Within. We're going to hear Terrence Blanchard on trumpet, Steve Williams on saxophone. This is Lover Man.
WOKI, Breakfast Flakes in the morning, 12 in a row every hour, and a fine tune by Travis Tritt. I love you more than you'll ever know. Goes out to Kim working hard at ProTech on a Friday evening from her man. And, hey, there you go, Kim. 634, my name's Gunner. Coming up next, the weekend forecast. I do believe you're going to like it. Nice weekend to spend on the lake. And speaking of the lake and cranking that boat up, we're giving away that 20-foot Sweetwater pontoon boat with a 40-horsepower Mariner engine and a Royal Marine drive-on trailer. It is a slick rig. Join us at Big River Marine in Lenore City Saturday, August the 24th, from 1 till 3. And we'll give away prizes to people that stop on by and just say howdy. Plus, we'll draw to give away that Coors Light party boat from the Hit Kicker.
The Hit Kicker is everywhere.
Right now, we're in the middle of all the action out. The Super Auto Dub, lots of vehicles pulling off the lot here this afternoon. And the reason, what they've done, they started some construction over here, building a new showroom. That means they've had to move all kinds of vehicles out on the grass because there's no room for them. And more shipments are coming in. So you can save yourself thousands of dollars right now. Come on in. The deals are going in your favor. Matter of fact, if you don't like the price they gave you, you just make an offer. It's as simple as that. Construction is causing, well, they just got to reduce the price on them. And also, a lot of people here with teenagers, what they're doing, they're getting these back-to-school specials. The kids need a car. It'll save you driving them to and from school. So get them their first car here at the Super Auto Dump. You get a free Florida, Disney World, or Gatlinburg vacation with every purchase and a free 90-day warranty on every 89 and above. And if you're up in Kentucky, Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, wherever, they've got special financing just for you. Out-of-state financing, so you can come down here on the Motor Mile and you can buy your own car, truck, or van from the Super Auto Dump and save. On Alcoa Highway next to Green Acres Flea Market, the Super Auto Dump, I'm Jerry Howell, live on the Hit Kicker.
Look for fair skies as we head through your nighttime hours. Lows will drop into the mid-60s for Saturday. A pretty good day on tap. Highs upper 80s with partly to mostly sunny skies. And Sunday's looking pretty good, too, staying dry with highs near 86. ProTemp has openings now for industrial and clerical positions. If you're looking for a job, call ProTemp today. ProTemp, the number, 584-1333. And I'm meteorologist Patrick Corr for WOKI.
Right now it's hazy. We got 81 in West Knox.
Now, here's another world-famous no-talk triple play. Three hot country songs in a row on 100.3 WOKI.
More than likely, you're going to be standing more than you'll be sitting because there's going to be a lot of great groups with inspirational, great music that you're going to want to stand up and clap your hands or even pop your fingers a few times. So join us this Sunday, Inspirational Gospel Sunday at Grant's Tomb from 12 noon to 7 p.m. It's 5:40. I'm Donna Wilson in your company. We'll be back with more right after this. Spirit 16 time is 5:42. Stand by. Here's David Brown with a traffic update. David?
Well, Queens is collapsing on us, Donna. On the westbound Grand Central Parkway, earlier we had an accident that involved seven cars. It was three different accidents. It has been pushed off to the shoulder, but delays are backed up from Shea Stadium down to LaGuardia Airport. A number of people have taken some sound advice and hopped over to the westbound LIE, but now you have delays out of Queens all the way to the Nassau County line, so really a headache for a lot of commuters at this part of the hour. Over in Midtown, northbound FDR Drive, we have an accident cleared at Willis Avenue. However, on the southbound west side highway through the 90s, you're going to find bumper-to-bumper delays. There is an accident being cleared. Yankee game in town tonight, so more extra delays on the Major Deegan Expressway, and currently an inbound 15-minute wait at the George Washington Bridge, both ways at the Whitestone, Throgneck, and Triborough, at least 20 to 30 minutes from any approach. Hey, you enjoy the outdoors? Well, New Jersey is the natural place to spend your weekends. From ballooning to boating, cycling to camping, bird watching to whale watching, it's all right here. For a free outdoor guide, call 1-800-JERSEY-7. I'm David Brown on Radio 16, New York's total experience in gospel, WWRL.
Thanks, David. Have a nice weekend. It is 5:44, and didn't I promise you something earlier? My brand new CD from Richard Smallwood, the Vision CD, live in Atlanta. I promised you my personal copy. Well, it's a brand new copy. It's not my personal copy, but you can have it if you are my 10th caller right now at 718-899-7711. This CD is courtesy of Verity Records and WWRL.
Harlem Weekend, WWRL invites you to celebrate an Inspirational Gospel Sunday.
It's Wake Up Everybody, Sunday, August 18th.
With Hezekiah Walker and the Love Fellowship Crusade Choir. the anointing of evangelist Valerie Boyd. Jesus now, from Detroit, Michigan, commissioned.
WCNJ Hazlitt, Telegraph Hill.
Here's the local and regional news from the Skylark Radio Network newsroom. I'm Steve Laidis reporting. Here's a program note. Listen to Adventurous Faith, a program of song and commentary on the Bible, heard at 7:30 every Sunday on most of these Skylark radio stations. And that's the news from the Skylark Radio Network newsroom. I'm Steve Laidis reporting.
Another 24 minutes of continuous solid gold music starts right now on the Skylark Radio Network. CNJFM.
Yeah!
Only the best music at the Jersey Shore. 89.3. Solid gold CNJ.
Craig Allen, our meteorologist, in the WCBS Weather Center. So it looks like a beautiful weekend coming up of weather. Let's see what's up.
We'll start on Long Island in Massapequa Park, where the Summer Festival and Sidewalk Sale is taking place on Park Boulevard through Sunday. Hours are 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. with food, rides, games, music, dancing, and entertainment. You'll find a complete listing of Weekend 88 events on the WCBS Internet site at www.newsradio88.com. I'm Danny Toy with Weekend 88 on News Radio 88.
Just ahead, we'll find out about touring Fifth Avenue on a whale. That happened today. That's in a minute. Now, this London jeweler is proud to announce the opening of its ultimate store, number 2 Main Street, East Hampton.
The five-day outlook, Monday through Wednesday, fair weather, and it looks like it will be turning hotter.
We're back up to 73 degrees now in Central Park, and the relative humidity, 84%.
Punch it in, lock it on, and keep your car radio set to 880 WCBS News Radio 88. All news, all day, all night.
A wing part in Queens falls from a TWA flight from Orlando. Divers recover three more passengers from the Flight 800 disaster. And the Dole Kemp team off on a cross-country campaign swing. The Yanks host the Mariners and the Mets are in Mexico with the Padres. We'll have the stories coming up. Hi, good evening. I'm Therese Crowley on WCBS, WCBS News Time 631. Well, the FAA says the wing piece that fell to earth in Howard Beach came from a TWA flight from Orlando. Nobody hurt in the air or on the ground, but WCBS reporter Rich Lamb says the wing part proved to be a big conversation piece.
That's Market Scope for September. I hope all of you attending the 1996 NRC convention in the beautiful Smoky Mountains have a fantastic time. And if any of you see a guy in a big motorhome heading east on I-40 and fiddling around with three radios while he's driving, it's John Bowker.
Historical moments in radio, stories of the rich and exciting past on the AM radio dial. And today we're going to hear about yet another radio first, the first station in the state of Florida. Well, now let's see. Florida is a wonderful state, but it did take two major inventions to make it the paradise that it now is. The first was the railroad, so people could get down there easily. When Mr. Flagler and Mr. Plant developed rail lines into Miami and Tampa, the population burst was instantaneous and enormous. People flocked to both of these idyllic seaports, Tampa and Miami. And then when air conditioning really came into its own after World War II, well, the population just flooded over completely. Now, you might wonder why I'm going on and on about Florida. Well, let's take a look at a 1938 advertisement from the National Broadcasting Company in all the major magazines. It points out that NBC's plans are now complete. The last populated county in the United States to be able to receive NBC radio programs at night was Orange County, Florida. Where's Orange County? Well, it was proud to announce an affiliation with a city in that county where no one had hardly heard of outside of the state of Florida. City's name was Orlando. Yes, Orlando. It was just a stop on the rail line between Jacksonville and Tampa. But, so, everything you see south of Tallahassee these days has been developed since most of us were born. And with that as background, who in their right mind would have come into a city like Tampa, known for its world-class cigars and its fine, fine seaport, and built a radio station? Well, as turns out, the Tampa Daily Times decided it would increase its circulation if it could attract more people to Tampa Bay. And so on May 15th, 1922, a license was granted by the Department of Commerce for a broadcasting station on Lock Street in Tampa to a station to be known as WDAE. 500 watts day and night was authorized. The remarkable thing is that WDAE was on the air before any other radio station in Florida, before any station in Jacksonville or Pensacola up north, or Tallahassee, the state capital, or even St. Petersburg, 20 miles away, or even in Miami. Well, in all fairness, I should tell you that WQAM in Miami now claims to have been on the air a full year ahead of WDAE, but I have in my possession a copy of a letter from the FCC, dated 1971, signed by the chief of the Licensing Bureau, that states in part, WDAE was the first radio station to begin operations in the state of Florida as a broadcasting station. Well, there's a book available in most Florida libraries entitled WDAE. It tells a number of anecdotes about the early operations of the station and several firsts that can be attributed to WDAE. For instance, WDAE was the first radio station in Florida to originate news broadcasting. Well, that one's kind of easy. See, the managing editor of the newspaper that owned WDAE opened the station with appropriate ceremony, of course, and then reached over for the latest edition of his newspaper, and he read from it. That occurred at 12:30 in the afternoon of May 15th, 1922. WDAE was also the first Florida radio station to be given authority to broadcast weather bulletins directly from the U.S. weather station in St. Petersburg, just 20 miles away. Now, that was particularly useful in dispelling some of the misinformation about severe weather in this part of the country. You know, in fact, since records have been kept something over 100 years, I guess now, only one hurricane has ever come near Tampa, and the temperature has never even hit 100 degrees in Tampa, ever. That's due to its Gulf Coast exposure, of course. And those facts were broadcast over and over by the only DX station that the state of Florida had for many years on the West Coast, WDAE. Oh, WDAE, incidentally, was also the first radio station, probably in the world, to broadcast a complete church service on June 4th, 1922. It was a live remote from the First Methodist Church of Tampa. That was long before Radio Vatican came on the air, by the way. Who keeps track of such things? Well, the Associated Press announced the WDAE accomplishment worldwide and asked for anyone to argue the fact. No one did. So next time you're around Tampa Bay, tune in. WUSA on FM, WDAE on AM, a Tampa Bay fixture since 1922. For Historical Moments in Radio, this is John Bowker.
Thanks, John. Now it's time for our musings from members. Let's go back down to Lima, Ohio, cue the jingle, and hear what's on your mind.
Musings from members by phone.
The DX Audio Service Musings from Members. The opinions expressed are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect the views of the DX Audio Service, the National Radio Club, the editors, or publishers.
If you're DXAS subscribed, you can call our comment line at 419-224-1609.
You have 45 seconds.
Hi, everyone. This is Jim Wisco from Arcadia, Wisconsin. And Fred asked in the July issue of the DX Audio Service what rule we would change with regard to ownership of radio stations and monopolies, duopolies, etc. I think the rule I would like to see reenacted would be the one that says if you own a radio station, you can't own another one unless it's 60 miles from the one you presently own. Let's get some of the duopoly out of here and let some people get into radio who know what full-service radio is instead of flushing it down the toilet. Also, if there's somebody out there who has found a web browser that's amenable to a blind person using it without all the graphics. I just got on the internet and I'm having a lot of trouble with Netscape. If there's something out there that a blind person uses and uses well, I take email at jcwisko, that's jcwiskow, all in lowercase, at Winbright, that's winbright.net, all in lowercase. Please don't download it, as I just got a new computer. I'm getting used to Windows, and I haven't yet figured out how to create directly. what it is, and I'd appreciate it.
This is Audrey Levine in New York City with a couple items of interest. Number one, there's been a format change. 104.3, which used to be the classical station known as WNCN, and then became the rock station, modern rock format, called WAXQ, Q104.3, is now classic rock as of July 4th. The former classic rock station, K-Rock at 92.3, is now modern rock, so they did a flip-flop. The other item of interest is that I've gotten a DX pal in England who's been sending me BBC One and BBC Two. BBC One has top 40 type material, and BBC Two is, I would call it AC, but they can play a classical followed by a jazz, followed by something else, followed by an AC, followed by something else. So if anybody is interested in obtaining tape copies of this for trade of whatever they have in their DX collection, you may write to me at P.O. Box 1214, Stuyvesant, Stuyvesant, Station, New York, New York, 10009. Or may call me at 212-614-8764.
This is Tom Bottrock calling from Hagerstown, Maryland. Just wanted to let you know that I've heard WRNJ on 1510 in Hackettstown, New Jersey, carrying oldies. Signal is in and out. They also featured local ads.
Hi, this is Bill from Denver, N0GIO here. A couple of changes in the Denver market. WKMX, which used to be called The Mix, is now called K-Hits. It's a little bit different format, more concentration on newer hits, you know, bit of alternative, bit of dance, but no rap that I've been able to hear anyway. The other thing is, I don't know if you've heard this yet or not, but KXKLAM, which used to be Cool AM, is no longer playing the oldies format. They're now Ralph Radio. And the interesting thing is that they have the BBC on the weekends and other, you know, times when they need to fill in holes. I really doubt that they're going to keep that format up, but, you know, but hey, it's nice to hear it while it lasts.
This is Tim Hendo in Huntsville. I'd like to respond to a question on the August magazine, which I think was by Ginger Harms, although no name was given, concerning what constitutes a sign-off for a station. As far as I know, there's no requirement at all that a station tell their listeners that it's signing off. But are we sure that WGSN is really signing off? It's been my experience that many stations will drastically cut their power and change their directional pattern maybe an hour or so before they actually have to sign off. Sometimes I've seen a station go from a strong, almost local signal to absolutely nothing, depending on how drastically they change their pattern and cut their power. Unfortunately, most stations never tell listeners that they're going to make this change. I think they ought to have a little announcement, but usually they don't. They just cut the power or go directional. Often this is controlled by a clock and a computer so that it can happen whenever the official minute arrives without any regard to the programming which is being interrupted by this change. So I'm suspecting that WGSN might be going directional and cutting power rather than signing off. Also, wow, isn't that Connie Vobey something else? I'm amazed. Just how old is she now?
Greetings, audio service members. Marty Rimpaugh here on August 4th. KTRO was formerly Spanish. They were running a satellite service called La Zeta, even though they didn't have a Z in their call sign, as most of the Z Spanish stations do. But now they're running a continuous loop of comedy bits and whatnots telling you to be on the lookout for a brand new radio station with the funky Cold Medina by Tone Loc interspersed in that loop quite often. So we don't know what's going to happen with 1520 KTRO in Port Hueneme, but I got some of it on tape, and who knows, they might go sports or dance or whatever. So I guess that's it for now.
This is Camille Petreca from Weathersfield, Connecticut, and I was surprised to find that at
WLUX in Long Island at 540. It's now Oldies, and I'm not sure when the format change happened, but I'm really enjoying my Oldies station because I can't get any other Oldies on AM. So just thought people might like to know about it, and we'll be hoping to see people soon. Bye.
Just one of the many big logging trucks that happen to be passing by our temporary QTH here just south of Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan. And I thought I'd answer some questions in regards to our musings to the members. First of all, to Tim Handel, well, Connie is becoming quite the young lady, and she'll be entering fourth grade next year, and she's made her intentions known that she wants to get into the medical field, so perhaps we'll have a doctor in our household in about 20 years or so. And John, well, he's a little man, I'll tell you. He likes power tools, fancy cars, and just about anything that makes noise. So we'll see what happens to him in a few years, and also whether or not he'll be on the audio service. It's interesting to note who you hear on the radio from time to time. I was dialing around the radio and happened to hear a portion of the Mary Madeline show where I think I heard Victor Schmidt. Like I said, it's funny how you happen to hear members and other people from time to time on the radio in different places. And finally, I had a letter from one of our members asking about whether it was proper or not to put on the Musings to Members their intentions to want to collect air checks. By all means, if you are an air check collector, get on the Musings to the Members and list some of the tapes that you have for trade and tell people what you're looking for. And of course, if you want, give your name and address out, phone number perhaps, and let people know what you want to do. And that possibly will help out your collection a little bit. Maybe get a few new people that you haven't traded with in the past. Well, speaking of trading, we're going to trade some information on sports. And we're going to go down to the city of Chicago, home of the Democratic Convention. And here is Ken Onischuk.
Hello there again. Ken Onischuk back here with some more sports and a little bit different stuff this time here. The DX Audio Service just pre-convention. Sorry I won't be able to join you this year due to some other problems, but I will be there in spirit, and I hope I can kind of enliven your life a little bit here with this sports report. So, from dry Joliet, Illinois right now, we did get 11 inches of rain back in mid-June, which really flooded our area out bad. Not quite maybe like Jim Snowbarger out there in Iowa, but it was pretty bad for a little bit. But we've recovered from it, and it's a nice cool day outside, only in the upper 70s, and it's just great for working and for doing anything else you'd like to do. Anyway, I have the 1996 National Football League flagships here, and believe it or not, we actually have 10 stations that are on the FM dial. As I've talked to NRC member Ray Nemec, it appears that some of these teams are going for the lot younger listenership on rock radio stations in some markets to get younger listeners to go to the football games and getting away from the older listeners. So, here we get into this. In the National Football League Conference Central Division, Green Bay Packers on 620 WTMJ. The backup station during Brewers conflicts is 1250 WEMP. In Chicago, 720 WGN will carry Bears games, and in conflict with the Cubs, the Cubs will move to 820 WSCR, the score. Minnesota, the Vikings will be back on 830 WCCO, and in conflict with the Minnesota Twins, the Twins will move to 102.1 KEEY, most likely. Now you don't have to listen to the birds anymore. In Tampa Bay, the Buccaneers will be heard on 99.5 WQYK out of St. Petersburg. The Detroit Lions will be back on 950 WWJ, as Mike Corcoran has verified that. In the NFC East, the Dallas Cowboys at 103.7 KVIL from Highland Park. The Washington Redskins on 106.7 WJFK. The New York Giants on 710 WOR. Philadelphia Eagles on 94.1 WYSP, Arizona Cardinals out of Phoenix on 99.9 KESZ, and now we go to the West, where an Eastern team lead off with the Atlanta Falcons on 92.9 WZGC, Carolina Panthers out of Charlotte on 1110 WBT, New Orleans Saints on 870 WWL, St. Louis Rams on 550 KSD, San Francisco 49ers on 810 KGO. AFC Central, the Baltimore Ravens, will be on 101.9 WRIF. The Cincinnati Bengals on 550 WCKY. The Houston Oilers on 740 KTRH before their move soon to Nashville, Tennessee. The Jacksonville Jaguars on 690 WOKV. The Pittsburgh Steelers on 1250 WTAE. In the East Division, the Buffalo Bills on 930 WBEN. Indianapolis Colts on 1070 WIBC plus 93.1 WNAP. Miami Dolphins in English, 610 WIOD. New England Patriots in Boston, or technically Foxborough, 104.1 WBCN. The New York Jets on 660 WFAN. Conflict with the Mets broadcast. I believe the Mets might go to 1050 WEVD or 92.3 WXRK in Brighton Howard Stern's day. In the West, the Denver Broncos on 850 KOA. In a conflict with the Colorado Rockies, I believe they'd go to 950 KKFN, the site of our convention last year. The Kansas City Chiefs on 101.1 KCFX, Harrisonville, Missouri. Oakland Raiders on 93.3 KYCY, San Francisco. San Diego Chargers on 690 Extra, 77,000 watts worth of power from Tijuana, Mexico. And the Seattle Seahawks on 710 KIRO. And during a conflict with the Mariners games, I believe the Mariners would move to 950 KJR. That's just a guess here. Now, I want to bring you an added feature here. The Spring 96 Arbitrons have come out in the last couple of weeks. I have the last two issues here that are most up to date. And let's see how the sports talk stations are doing in the selected cities across the country. In New York, 660 WFAN ranks toward the bottom of the market. The top station is ranked 6.7, which is WKTU. But WFAN is still doing a nice 2.3 there, though down 3/10 from last time and 6/10 from 6 months ago. In Southern California, which covers LA at number 2 and San Diego at number 15, we have Extra 690, as I mentioned previously, but they're not doing so well among all the stations out there. In LA, KLVE is at 7.2, and in San Diego, KSON at 7.3. Extra 690 at 1.9, down 2/10 from last time and down 4/10 from 6 months ago. Continuing in Chicago, market number 3, we have 820 WSCR at 1.6%, same as last time, down 7/10 from 6 months ago, though. At San Francisco, and the number one station there is News Talk KGO at 6.8. KNBR, the sports talk station, is a healthy 4.5, up almost 1% from last time. They're doing their highest in over a year. Market number 5 is Philadelphia at 610 WIP at 3.7. Same as last time and up a half from 6 months ago. The top station there is KYW at 7.2, even though it's almost 2% down from the previous period. Next is Detroit, and their sports station, 1130 WDFN, doesn't even show 1% in the ratings this time. However, WJLB, Rhythm and Blues on top at 10.3, and Powerhouse WJR has floundered to 6.8, down nearly a point from last period. Market number 7, Dallas-Fort Worth, and their sports talk station, 1310 KTCK, at 2.3%, which is their highest ever, up 2/10 from last period. Top station there is KHKS Top 40 and KSCS Country, which is BAP's FM outlet at 6.2%. Market 8 is Washington, D.C., and 570 WTEM is the sports station, and they're 1%, down 3/10 from last time, compared to the top WMZQ AM and FM Country at 6.4. Houston, they have 610 KILT at 1%, which is up 3/10 from last time, their highest ever, compared to number 1 KBXX Rhythm and Blues at 7.5. Market 10 is Boston, 850 WEEI, with a very healthy 4.1%, up 7/10 from last time, and their highest in nearly a year, compared to number 1 WBZ News Talk at 7.9, down 1% from last time. Next is Market 17, which would be St. Louis, and number 1 News Talk Sports and Everything is KMOX. Although they've taken a little bit of a beating lately, they were 14.4 6 months ago, they dropped 3/10 last time, and now they dropped another point to 13.1. What's going on down there? And Baltimore, there's no sports talk station there technically. WBAL leads the roost at 8.9, up 2% from last period. There's none in Pittsburgh either, where KDKA is number one at 12.8, down 1.6 from last time. What's going on? There's no sports in Tampa either, but we finish up in Cleveland, Ohio, where the big change happened just a couple weeks ago, where Powerhouse 3WE changed to WTAM. Call letters that I don't even remember when I started DXing, but I heard they were way back in the early 60s. Anyway, News Talk Stubby KNR is number one at 5.2, thanks to the Indians, which is almost 100% rise in just one period. Fantastic. They were 4.9 6 months ago. They dropped to 2.7 last period. Now they're up to 5.2, compared to number one WGAR Country at 9.3. By the way, 3WE was at 4.6 when they changed. And finally, to finish up, I want to mention here that Sports Talk, believe it or not, didn't even exist as a format around 5-6 years ago. And now, according to Broadcasting Yearbook 96, we have over 420 radio stations in the country programming it now. And just about every state in the union does have a sports talk station somewhere, except the only one I could find that did not is Delaware. Damn, gee whiz, got to do something about that. Even Connecticut has one, and Rhode Island has two stations. Well, it's just a sign of the times, friends. Anyway, you have sports all over the dial, depending on what you like, baseball, football, and what have you. And hope you all enjoy it. And I'll miss you all at the convention, but I'll keep you all in mind and spirit and have you all a great time out there. And let's let Fred finish up the tape and see you next month. Bye-bye.
It's time now for Pete Kemp's Radio Roundup, news of the radio industry and interest to DXers. Pete writes, as a true lover of radio history, I'm constantly on the lookout for interesting facts and bits of history from radio stations all over the United States. Today I learned of the most unique part of history that you can own, the Children's Hospital in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, at 1-800-437-5419 is selling pieces of the KDKA radio tower encased in lucite, which broadcasts the mighty KDKA signal from 1930 to 1994. This paperweight type object comes complete with a little piece of paper detailing its history. When chatting with the development department of the hospital, I learned that AM radio DXers have been calling in from all over the country. This piece of art sells for $20 plus $3 shipping, with the proceeds going to the Children's Hospital. Here's a great worthwhile organization. Veteran radio broadcaster Barry Gray will receive the Talk Show Host of the Year Award from the National Association of Radio Talk Show Hosts at their annual convention in Washington, D.C. When they say veteran, they aren't kidding, as Barry Gray is 79 years old this year. Chuck Harder is suing CNN on their expose of his radio work in their CNN presentation Patriots and Prophets program. Harder is associated with the We the People program and the People's Radio Network. Canadian Radio Television and Telecommunications Commission Chairman Keith Spicer says that his commission is now accepting applications of land-based digital radio stations. He foresees DAB as a replacement to today's AM and FM stations, and will give existing AM stations and FMers a preferential treatment in future licensing. One only has to ponder the future of AM radio as we know it. While I fully expect to be an avid AMer until at least my best friends are pulling me by the handles for my last drop, I do ponder the effects of the Internet on our hobby. For a diversion the other night, I played around on the Internet, listening to stations from all over the world. Then by tweaking things, I was able to watch some TV over the Internet, complete with CBS News updates. This wiring of America will certainly have an impact upon all our lives. I wonder if faxes and screen prints will count as QSLs in the future. Yes, the times are changing. WCKY is experiencing telephone terrorism. It appears that some modem hacker has programmed the station's call-in lines, having them call continually, thus blocking the station from receiving calls during the Carmen Guzman show. Gee, I thought it was bad enough to listen to Stern's disciples disrupt radio and TV call-in shows. After 18 years in the Windy City radio, Steve Dahl has left WMVP. Steve's old partner, Gary Meyer, has moved to WLS AM. He will be back to the twin thing, being paired up with Rucon. Some CBS-owned and operated stations are experimenting with an audio feed of CBS Night TV's 60 Minutes. On a sad note, CBS Radio has axed the football announcing team of Frank Buck and Hank Stram for the duo of Howard David and Matt Millen. Alan Dershowitz has been axed from WABC. Dr. Laura Schlesinger is a really hot talker with her no-nonsense help show. She's heard in over 250 markets and is said to surpass Rush in some of the ratings. KNX is currently celebrating its 28th anniversary as an all-news radio station. The FCC issued warnings to 7 silent stations to either get on the air or forfeit their license. There are currently 200 silent stations on the books, and the FCC is reviewing them on a case-by-case basis. Stations receiving letters were KCCL-AM, KDLB-AM, KMOAAM, KRDGAM, KUHDAM, KGPLAM, and WHSKFM. The FCC has pulled the licenses of the following silent stations: KGPL, KWHK, KMOA, KCCL, KRDG, and KGCX. In April, the Federal Communications Commission inquired a number of silent stations to explain their situation. The stations cited above didn't even bother to reply to the query. Spin Magazine and the Westwood One Radio Network have come together to produce a series of 90-minute radio specials for airing on the Westwood One Network and syndication. Hats off to the staff of WKXB and their sister station WSFM in Wilmington, South Carolina, who survived Hurricane Bertha's 130 miles per hour winds to provide a vital link to their community. Pulling expanded shifts at the station, they were on the air, living on canned food for several days. Sharp-eyed National Radio Club member Greg Henson reported that Bob Levy has been shown the door after a 3-year stint at WMAL. Dr. Laura Schlesinger will be moving to WMAL on September the 1st. WMAL is going through some changes. Bill Trumbull has announced his retirement on the air after 36 years at the station. His on-air partner, Chris Corr, will now be teamed with Brooke Stevens. In the city of brotherly love, WGMP has applied for new calls, WPTS, where Philadelphia's talk station. Many people would like to see a return of the WCAU call sign, which has a long history, but the station's PD says it also has a lot of baggage, too. By the way, WGMP is simulcasting TV's 60 Minutes on Sunday evening. Jim Easton, a 25-year fixture at KGO, is moving over to KSFO. Larry Cantor has been given a anchor desk spot on 1010 Winds in New York. Remy Maxwell and Susan Ancelo have switched slots on KLOS. The Olympic bombing caused many networks to scramble. Jim Bohannon had just finished his 10-1 show from a spot 60 yards from the Centennial Olympic Park. WGST, the official Olympic station, was on the air live with Pete Davis, within earshot, broadcasting from the House of Blues at the time. ESPN Radio went live starting at 3:45 a.m. with Tony Bruno and Keith Obermeyer from ESPN TV. Call-in shows from all over the country were bombarded with calls as switchboards lit up with a variety of responses covering the entire political spectrum. The Jones Satellite Network has added Magic Christian as its morning man on the U.S. country format. Alan Keyes will be syndicated started August 2nd via the Salem Radio Network. If you'd like to contribute to this column, I can be reached at the following address. My internet address is PeteKZ1Z, that's P-E-T-E-K-Z-1-Z at AOL.com. or on the FidoNet network in the shortwave, ham, or broadcast echoes, or at the Oracle at 1:141/1015, or amateur radio packet, KZ1Z at K1UOL.CT. So much for now, 73, and good DX. And with that, we'll close out this edition of the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for September, as I'm in my general location for my appointments. On our next edition, we'll take a look at Assignment Air Check, what was on the assignment, and what the new assignment will be. We'll also take a look at the National Radio Club Convention in Knoxville, Tennessee, let you know what you may have missed. And on our next edition, we'll have our regular stuff. Hey, don't forget that if you'd like to give a gift of the DX Audio Service, for every new member that you bring in, you get 2 months free on your subscription. Consider that as a gift of the DX Audio Service. To close it out, let's do a little trivia. Give an answer on the next Musings to the Members. Give it a listen to the ID and tell me where I am. 73 is in good DX. Get out and support radio.
From 630 CFCO, where Kent County gets its news, this is the Morning Report.
Sunshine today, a few cloudy periods and the chance of an afternoon shower or thunderstorm. Our high expected to reach 27 degrees today. Good morning, I'm Stephanie Egan. The news is brought to you by Gary Mackey Chevold's Geo in the Tilbury Auto Mall. Preliminary test results say Mary Louise...